It's my understanding that he'll recover from this. I haven't heard it phrased in any other way, but he got back last night and has a follow-up appointment today with our people here, so the news was positive. Like I said, he was just kept there more from a precautionary. Well, the on-the-field stuff is simple. It's his production. I mean, he made some clutch plays for us. I mean, he could go for a period of time where he didn't have much production, and all of a sudden when we needed it, whether it was a big third down, whether it was a two-minute drive, you just look back at some of the plays that he's made. I mean, that's what we'll miss for sure. We've gotten a lot of reps in practice with both, and then certainly got a good number during the game with, I don't know what the exact count, Ryan was in the 50s, I think, so and he's taken a good amount in practice, so we're comfortable with it. To me, it's similar to the quarterback situation, just a little less of a glamour position. It's competition. And then you go with a guy that you feel gives you the best chance to win, and this is no different. He took a step in the right direction, I think. I thought he competed. I think where it showed up really was also in his run blocking. You could see a little bit more revved up in the run blocking stuff than maybe he had been in the past. And again, I wasn't here, so I can't speak on it to compare. But I mean, his effort, his intensity was raised up. And you know, part of it too, I think he and their secondary were going at it a little bit, and he ended up with the penalty, because I think it spilled over some, which as we talk about, I mean, that's, we have to be able to keep our composure, control our emotions. That's all part of it. But the fact that he was much more intense, and I thought his effort on a lot of plays was outstanding. Yeah, that there's no challenge is too big. That he looks forward to it. He's not a guy that kind of shies away from that. And I think there's times when it's certain coverages or situations where we're not putting them on maybe their number one. Like he wants it, but he's as good a team guy as I've been around. He'll it's like, coach, wherever you need to use me, and it's. To me, it's been a kind of a hallmark of our style of defense, our system, to have that type of corner that you can lock down one receiver, one side of the field, and be able to kind of allocate resources coverage-wise elsewhere. Bless you. But to me, it's high level. I mean, and he's just improved as the year's gone on. I mean, I think technique-wise, the buying into to what we're teaching as far as the subtleties of playing the position, whether it's coming from Aaron Glenn or Bobby Babbage or Jeff Hafley, just he's got much better with his hands and staying much more balanced in coverage. But I mean, he's always had a great feel for timing as well. But you know, I can't say enough. I'm glad you brought it up, because I can't say enough of how well Joe's playing at this point. Think so. He was just out going at the walkthrough. Probably could have gone yesterday, but was just wanted to make sure and give him that extra time off, and we'll get a much better feel for where he is today. He's been beyond aggressive trying to get back. We knew whatever span they gave us, whether it's 4 to 6, we knew he'd be 3. I mean, just the way he is, the way he approaches, how important it is to him, that just speaks to who he is, and just one of the many reasons why he's here, because the young guys see that, and that's a great example for them. Hey, you're given a certain amount of time, doesn't mean it has to be that. And when we say leave no stone unturned or do everything you can do, I mean, he's it's been, whether he's been in the building or out of the building, everything for him has been about, I need to get back on the field. Yeah, there's no substitute for seeing it. Whether it's you can talk through certain things, but or go over it in a meeting and watch tape, but until you're out there running it and you see it, it's a world of difference. And for some guys that are more that get it in the classroom and can't carry it over to the field, or vice versa, where they just don't have a good feel for it classroom wise and then they need to go out and walk through it and then rep it. So obviously still feel it was worth it, and Josh is improving. He's getting better every day on the practice field. And we're looking for big things this weekend. I don't think it was ever a scheme fit. I visited with him once briefly, but that was very early on in my time here. That decision being made, I was very much a part of kind of assessing who was out there. Dansby was a guy that had been on my radar as I've talked about before, from Buffalo, that we had gone so far as we brought him in for a visit, and I think we were right in it right to the end, and he ended up going to Arizona. But it's, yeah, I mean, that seems like 8 years ago, but very little interaction. I think that's potentially a positive byproduct of it. It's not something that, hey, let's do it, this is a reason why. I mean, maybe a better question for him. But he's responded to challenges in the past. There's no reason to think that he won't this time. Yeah, I mean, it should be in the discussion from a Pro Bowl standpoint for special teams. I know the missing the time has hurt him, but he is an elite teamer and very smart, and is basically a backup for us at several positions. But the situation hasn't come up in the game yet to use him. But he played corner in the preseason for us, could get us out of a game there if need be. And then his main position is safety. But we're very pleased with what he gives us teams-wise. And then we have Marlon, who's very similar circumstances on the offensive side. And I think that's tough. If you don't build your roster where you kind of have some guys that are core teamers and then kind of work their way backwards into the offense, defense as guys that can fill in and give you some quality reps. I mean, most teams have guys like that, and I think we're fortunate to have two of the better ones. I do. It's difficult, and it's very important. A lot of times those guys are getting doubled. And you see the respect, you know, that he gets doubled a lot when he's out there, and those are plays that can, I mean, they don't, you know, only maybe 10 or, you know, 6 to 10 a game, however many times you punt, they can change a game. So it's critical to have quality guys out there. Well, losing Gary is tough, and something we'll have to overcome. Jordan practiced yesterday, and we'll see if he can, put another good day out there for us, and again, optimistic, cautiously that he can go. But I mean, we've been here before, and Ryan Taylor's given us some quality reps that he came off the bench, and it was basically after only a handful of plays when Barnage went down, and gave us some quality work. Brian Angelico does a good job with that room, and those guys are always prepared. And that's, you know, if we just end up with Dre and Taylor, we can manage, and would like to, you know, look forward to getting Jordan back. Well, his escapability is among the best in the league. It's so many of his plays are made by being off schedule. Like he can make the read, make the throw with the best of them, but he has a Roethlisberger type element to him where he can make guys miss. And then the other thing to me that is amazing when you watch him is he's not afraid to get hit. I mean, he takes some big shots during games and still, and we call it taking one for the team. I mean, he'll go ahead and deliver a throw and follow through, and he's getting blasted where some quarterbacks are looking to avoid that. His primary concern is making a good throw, and whatever happens after the throw happens. So he's I'm sure they cringe as a staff at some of the hits that he's taken, but a lot of their big plays have come as a result of that. We don't want anybody with a horseshoe on their helmet in the end zone. Doesn't matter who they are. We're hopeful that they would be greeted appropriately by the dog pound if those circumstances did occur.